listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Mary Reed, who is part of WKAR's Radio Reading Service. Good evening, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Cheryl, how are you?
Now, there's an energetic, happy voice. No wonder.
I try.
No wonder. I've heard about this service over the years, Mary, and I've always been interested and curious about what it's about, so I'm thrilled that you're able to talk to me about it and inform our listeners at the same time. Why don't you tell us what the Radio Reading Service is?
Well, the Radio Reading Service is a service for people who are blind or dyslexic or have trouble picking up a newspaper or a book, and a bunch of volunteers actually spend a lot of time reading newspapers, reading obituaries, reading books, advertisements, the Sunday comics, to people over the air, so the people who cannot easily access it get that information.
Well, and this broadcasts over WKAR radio, is that true?
It broadcasts over a sub-channel. And you either have to be online in order to receive it, or you can procure a specially tuned radio that picks up just about only that subchannel. It picks up a few other things, but primarily it's for that subchannel.
Well, and about how many people do you have that take advantage of this service that you're aware of?
There are about 1,000 who currently have radios. And I understand that the service is also broadcast in about 300 local care facilities also.
Well, that's interesting. Now, see, and what I never thought of when I first heard, knew I was going to talk with you, I'm thinking, reading a newspaper, reading a novel. But what hadn't occurred to me is advertisements and so forth like that. You could end up completely missing out on some of these things that we take for granted in a newspaper.
You're exactly right, and that's what I read. I read department store ads, and people laugh at that a little bit, but you've got to understand that if you can't pick up the newspaper or you can't read it like everybody else, it's a service that is useful.
Oh, without question. Now, how does this actually work for you? I mean, what do you do? How does your day work when you're reading?
I go in once a week. I read with a partner because we do an hour-long show. It's called Let's Go Shopping. It's on at Wednesdays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We try to record Wednesday morning, and we go in and we sit there and divide up the ads, what we're going to read, what we're going to talk about, and we try to banter back and forth and make it a little jazzier and do that. And then the production people at WKAR take care of making sure that gets on air at the right time.
Now, how many folks are part of this reading service program at WKAR?
Boy, I think there's at least 50 people, and it's mostly volunteers. We're all supervised by Brad Walker and Mary Wright, who is a volunteer coordinator there at WKAR. And they will go in and read, like we had a snow day a couple of weeks ago when people just couldn't make it in. And so Brad and Mary read most of the day because those of us, I live in Langsburg, and that distance was a little bit far to drive when the roads were bad. So, that I hope that explains it.
Oh, absolutely. And so you take turns reading these various things. And being volunteers, are you always in need of volunteers? Is that something that you hear about?
Yes, and I know that I've gotten several emails in the past week. When people go on vacation or people get sick, or sometimes people just have to give up reading for a while, I know that they're always looking for volunteers.
And how would you go about getting some information about this program if you want to volunteer, or on the flip side, if you want to take advantage of it and sign up?
I know that you can email bradw@wker.org or marywk@wker.org, and the phone number is 432-9527.
Aha, uh-huh. And I'm sure if folks don't have a pen to write that down in their car, they could just get a hold of call anybody at WKAR and get the information
right,
that you
exactly.
need. What about payment for this service? Is it a free service?
It's free. It is completely free. You do have to have some kind of verification. I know my dad is blind, and he uses the service. And you have to have your doctor sign something that says you are legally blind or you are dyslexic or you, you know, have arthritis and can't pick up the newspaper. And you fill out the paperwork, send it into Brad, he processes it, he sends you a radio. You don't even have to go to the station to pick it up because they have funding to actually put it in the mail to you.
Wow. Well, I just, you know, Mary, I think it's a great service. You must have fun doing it, don't you?
We have a lot of fun. I work with a lady who used to work at the Michigan State Library, and we have the best time. We try to spice it up. Of course, we don't read straight news. We read advertisements, and it's always kind of funny what you run into when you're reading an advertisement. You just have to make it fun.
There you go. Well, I encourage people to take advantage of this program other than from 5 to 7 p.m. when my show's on.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Or Tony in the morning.
But
yeah, very good. Well, Mary, I appreciate your time this evening and letting people know about this program if they're not aware of it. Great work. I'm very happy to talk to you about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. Have a great evening.
You too.
We've been speaking with Mary Reed with WKAR's Radio Reading Service. When we come back, we've got attorney Larry Nolan in the studio. We'll be right back after more for more Fritz and Friends.